Yes, indeed, Kieran, and indeed all over the place, really, from America right across to Ireland here. So, of course, the big news during the week was that Ireland Cross and Fintan Dewhurst and Aaron Freed have been picked by Ireland, the senior team, for the World Relays in Botswana just early next month. But they will, first of all, spend a period of training in South Africa. And that the nucleus of that is, you know, it's an opportunity in the World Relays in Botswana to qualify for the World Championships later in the season and get onto that loop, you know, that could maybe eventually bring them to the Olympic Games. But it was a great announcement, because these are three young athletes and breaking through in the case of Fintan Dewhurst, who did so well in the indoors, and indeed Aaron Friel, and indeed of course Arlene Crossan, who's coming really good through the season this year as well. So congratulations to them, and indeed to their coaches, and we'll look forward now towards the end of the month to see what happens there. What else has happened? Well, in the States, Carol Laverty from Finn Valley, she was running at the Providence Open Meet, and she won the 1500 metres there, the mile there actually, in 4:44. She's a final year student at Providence, so has had a great record and a great contribution to the actual university over the last few years, and we'll have to wait and see what's going to happen now. We'd like to think that she would come back to Ireland and boost some Finn Valley teams through next winter, but we'll wait and see. Other great news was that Gavin McLaughlin, a young fellow from Convey who went a few years ago, like a lot of other Donegal young fellows, headed off to Australia, and he was a great shot putter, discus thrower and so on, and one of the best in the country actually, and you know, he was in John Kelly's group in St Johnson there, and you know, you wondered would he continue. Well, indeed he has, and he was competing in the Australian Championships in the Olympic Stadium in Sydney over the weekend, and he threw 16.70, which is a really big throw from an Irish perspective. And indeed it's interesting to note that the three best shot put throwers, indeed shot putters in Ireland this year, have been Finn Valley lads out of the top four. You know, there's Gavin, of course, now, who we're delighted to see competing, and then there's John and James Kelly, who competed the national indoor. So that's a kind of a unique situation. Three out of the top four Irish shot putters are Donegal lads, Finn Valley lads. So well done to them. So well done to the Convey lad, Gavin McLaughlin, back in action and is far, far, far away in Australia. This weekend in California, Rosie Flanagan goes in the 5,000 metres, a world-class 5,000 metres. She opens her season. Obviously, her targets for the season have to be the Commonwealth Games and indeed the World Championships later, but she's got to start somewhere, and she's starting in California this weekend. Well, let's see how that Carlsbad 5K there. And in the National Indoors yesterday, of course, the last of the indoor championships, the last of the indoor meets for the year. It's been a long winter, miserable winter indeed, in terms of athletics training for outdoors, but for track and field athletes particularly, Kieran. But good results. Stephen Slevin won the high jump in his age group. Well done to him. Oran McBrady with the PB, 5 second PB in the 1500 metres. He's the national champion there. Both are Finn Valley lads. And earlier in the day, a Finn Valley relay team of Zach McKinley, Muller McCross, and Shane McHugh and Rory Moss picked up relay national championship medals. Also yesterday as well, of course, Alana Anderson from Tyrconnell Athletic Club, who's coached by her dad, Robert. She got a medal in the shot and the high jump. And from Lifford Strabane, we had Joseph Ike in the shot and high. We had Spencer Cole in the shot with Cabrina Pine, St. Johnston Gaird in the shot. And we had Ryan Boyle in the triple. They all got medals to finish the season, that indoor season. And we're jumping straight away. And we're on board with the outdoor season now. What else had we? Well, today, this morning, on a number of occasions I've mentioned, you know, about this, there's a very good over 50 group of runners, male runners in Inishowen, and they have been, you know, picking up medals at national level in that category, in that age category, led by Pádraig McKinley. Well, they were back in action today in the Phoenix Park, Pádraig leading them again, of course. They won the national team title over 50, that's the national championship. Of course, Pádraig was on board. Martin McLucas again was on board, and Niall McGee, the school teacher from Cairndonnell, was also on board. So well done to them, and congratulations to them. And that in some ways sums it up, other than the Milford 5K was on. That's a race held by the Milford Athletic Club on Friday night in memory of the late Hugh Gallagher. And nice to see a lot of his family members there in attendance. And that was won by Charlie O'Donnell from the Rosses. So Charlie getting back after a bit of an injury, so wishing him well through the season. And next Sunday, we're back at Finn Valley for the county championships from 9 to under 12. And a busy day, obviously, ahead then. But that's what was indeed a busy day, or a bit of a day. Rushing runs this evening, and that's pretty much it, Kieran. So a busy time, but it's going to be busy from now on, obviously. So as the man says, hopefully I'll be in the middle of it and be able to bring the story back.